10 more minutes and my wife would have never been born. The story that changed everything is hope for any of us who love someone who's making some very bad choices. My wife's grandfather, Bill, had given up on life, trashing a profitable career for alcohol and cocaine that he could not resist. He was labeled with a prison record. He was penniless. He was hopeless. He was suicidal. And that night, as he walked South State Street in downtown Chicago, he was minutes away from Lake Michigan, where he had decided to end it all. One thing saved him: a mother who had never given up on him. There on the street, he heard the song, the one his mother used to sing to him. It was coming from the rescue mission he had just passed. And something made him stop and go inside. And there a caring mission worker shared a Bible verse that has probably changed more lives than any other. The worker started, "For God so loved the world that he gave," and suddenly Bill finished it, "His only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him will not perish, but have everlasting life." And somewhere in the long clouded corners of his memory, he could hear his mother teaching those words. And that night, minutes away from ending his life, he found life. He never touched or wanted alcohol or drugs from that night on. He spent the rest of his life bringing the hope he'd found to forgotten people across the country. And now, three generations Bill never met are here, and they're living and spreading that same hope because of one man's choice that night. Wow, I'm Ron Hutchcraft, and I want to have a word with you today about why it is too soon to give up. The story behind the story is told in the inscription on the back of a photo of young Bill. His mother wrote, "Oh, Will, every night when I read my Bible, I look at this picture and I ask God to keep you and somehow seal your heart with his love. You may see this after I'm gone. You'll know that I never cease to pray for you, Mother." She did live 10 years after the night God answered those prayers. And even as her son's life got darker and darker, this mother was hanging on to a powerful but easily forgotten truth. That's one that I too have hung on to, even today, because so much of my life's work has been trying to love and rescue people who just keep spiraling downward. It's a hope preserver for all of us who grieve and who pray for broken, prodigal people. Never forget the difference between a chapter and a book. See, many a book with a happy ending has some very dark chapters. A loved one's seemingly unstoppable rush to the edge of the cliff, that's not the book. It's a chapter. If we lose that wide-angle lens perspective, we're going to lose hope. But the Bible urges us in our word for today from the Word of God in Galatians 6:9, "Do not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest." And Jesus said that, quote, "We should always pray and not give up." That's what Bill's mother did. She wept over many chapters. She never lost sight, though, of the ending God could write to the book of her son's life. She just kept loving and praying and believing. And the final chapters of Bill's life were more glorious and more miraculous than she could have ever dreamed. If we can remember in the darkest hours of a loved one's heartbreaking journey that this is a chapter, then hope can win when despair is strong. Even as I write this, there are young men and women whose life-eroding choices I grieve for. But I know there is a relentless shepherd who came, he said, to seek and save those who are lost. He says, "I will search for the lost and bring back the strays." And I'll tell you, he will do whatever it takes to bring them home, even when it meant a cross. So as long as there's breath, there's hope, my friend. And I know that because Bill's beautiful granddaughter, my wife, told me.